Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Saturday we come together and we share some different tips and ideas about how to build our business and move forward. And before we dive into the bulk of the call, I just want to give folks a couple of reminders. On January 20th is our next big team event. There's going to be one down in Orlando. Tony and Debbie Underwood are hosting an event down in Orlando, Florida, and we're having the Team Glacken Leadership Summit up in the Chicagoland area. So I know that Orlando is probably warmer, but wherever you live, whatever's closest to you and your team, please make sure that you get to one of those events. In Chicago, we have Heather Chastain coming to speak, our president of North America. We have Dan Madsen, who's a second-generation master coordinator, and he's on the top income earners. He's one of the top income earners and has been. His family's business has been for the duration of time in Shackley. They make a lot of money, and they built a huge organization, and so really excited to have him come and share as well. And so make sure that you get your tickets for those events, you put them on the calendar, and you get your team to those events as well. You know, we talk a lot about personal development in this business. We talk about the importance of personal development and really how that's one of the side benefits of building a Shackley business that you don't realize when you get involved that you're going to have personal development. And really diving into that head on and reading books and going to events and really opening yourself up to all of the different possibilities of what's available from a Shackley business really can transform you personally, but also your life, your business, and it can move you forward in a very different way. I know for me personally that the personal development piece of Shackley has been this huge side benefit that I never had any idea was there when I first got started. So many of you know that a number of us went to the GoPro event out in Vegas a couple weeks ago. And the whole purpose of the GoPro event, it's designed to improve your skills and to help you prepare to make the next 12 months from the time you go to the event to be the best of your life. And so they've got personal development speakers, they've got people speaking about network marketing and really how this industry works and how you can transform your life with it. And so we have four folks on the team who were at the event, and I've asked each one of them to just share some of their takeaways, some of their nuggets, what they got from the event, and why they thought it was a powerful event to go to. And so I'm not going to spend any more time talking. I'm going to let them share because they've got some wonderful nuggets to share with you. So the first person that we're going to hear from is from Jim Sturgill. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. He's been building a Shackley business for a number of years here and has been really entrenched in personal development and had some major personal transformations this past year also. So Jim, why don't you share what you got from the GoPro event, if you don't mind, and we really are excited to have you here, so thanks for being here.
It's a privilege to be here. Thank you very much. It's great to talk to my Shackley family. And, yeah, the transformation is really great. I think you're alluding to I lost 90 pounds this year. So, anyway.
Congratulations.
Thanks. That's the personal transformation. That was from books, and you were talking about that. You encouraged me to read books. I'm trying to read more books than anybody on your team. So I challenge anybody on the team to try and keep up. So that's great stuff. But the GoPro is just tremendously awesome. This was our second time going to GoPro. And, yes, the first one caused me to have a personal transformation, and very excited about that. The what is, this is really hard to explain. The task that the four people on this call have is incredibly challenging. Picture yourself on the beautiful beach at sunset. You've probably all done that. The sun is dipping into the ocean. The colors are beautiful. The weather is perfect. And then try to explain that to a friend over the phone. That's the challenge that the rest of us have today. Because the way that GoPro is going to make you feel is just incredible. And when you're in that room, there's 15,000-plus people there that these are the best of the best people on the planet. And I do mean the planet, because a third of the people there were from outside the United States. We were in that group of 120 people from Brisbane, Australia. They had a plane load of people from Australia. What do they know that the rest of us don't know? That they were just going nuts. And I actually figured it out. They really didn't have near as cool a product as we do. But, I mean, this is really, really great stuff. And the people in that room, you see these speakers that go across stage. And I read a lot of books, and these are people who are in those books. These are people who write those books. And just on that note, you know, sometimes we don't realize just how great leaders we have. One of those books that has really meant the most to me is the book about the Miracle Morning. You know, it's like the Miracle Morning for network marketers. And there's a chapter in there about a lady named Jennifer Glacken. I mean, she is one of the leaders in this profession. So don't ever take her for granted. These calls are pretty powerful. So anyway, these are really, really great people. So you want to be part of that. These are people in this room that are making an incredible amount of money. And I know it's not all about money for everybody, But there is a lot of money in this room. I mean, they're talking six figures and seven-figure earners. Can you do the math on that in your head? That's $100,000 a month for some of those folks. That might not be what your dream is, but you're walking around amongst people that they're doing that, and they're there, and you get to see them, and you're part of it. And my feeling was I want to be in the room. That at least gives me a chance to win. I want to be in that room. And so I would challenge you. There's a whole bunch. There are other people who will talk about this. In fact, you get to hear from one of the greatest guys I know, one of my best friends and my sponsor. I hope you feel as good about your sponsor as I do about mine. And his name's Bill Wolfington, and you'll hear about him later. Bill's an awesome guy. Hear from him later. He's an awesome guy. But I was doing the math on this, and the next GoPro is a week and a month, a year and a week from today. And so next Sunday, 53 weeks from tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning, and on Sunday morning, there will be a follow-up meeting for the Shackley team. There's going to be a Shackley session after the GoPro event next year, 2018. And in that room, think about the power of being in that room. There's going to be a bunch of Shackley people in that room that have just finished that GoPro 2018. They're going to have explosive growth. There's going to be hundreds and thousands of people that come into Shackley because of the people who were in that room at the MGM at 9:30 on Sunday morning, next December the 9th. Do you want to be in that room? How's that going to make you feel? Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Jim. Thank you. And you know something, I think it is a powerful feeling when you're in that room and you hear, I mean, you hear from the speakers, and I love that you pointed out the fact that a lot of the books that we read if in network marketing and some of the videos like Brilliant Compensation and seeing Tim Sales speak on the stage, those are some powerful, powerful things. So loved what you shared, so thank you so much. Our next speaker is Carol Bozarth. She is a Shackley Senior Director from Lincoln, Nebraska, so way out in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so, Carol, do you mind sharing what all of your nuggets were going to this event?
Absolutely, I will. Jennifer, I want to first thank you for throwing it up there on Facebook to attend. You know it was a bad time, and I knew I needed to do it, so I did. With that said, Eric Worre had asked the question, what if the top of the bottom was your potential? And that really impacted me because I had always looked at the ladder of success and I had my spot picked out I thought I wanted to achieve. And life changes, and I've decided that is now my bottom. I've got a potential to get up there where you are and Tony and Debbie, and you guys have just got to move over and make room for me because I'm going to be there. Dennis and I were both in fields where we needed to have continuing education. You weren't able to practice your career that you want to do unless you did. Network marketing doesn't have that for us. It's a requirement to do that. It's very forgiving in that respect. But in order to grow our business, we personally have to get better. And it's business, and it's the GoPro meetings, it's the Shackley Convention, it's all those things that help us grow the books like Jim mentioned. Just constantly continuing learning and just progressing in our personal growth. One of the things that they had pointed out was being a super recruiter, and I really kind of thought that was interesting. They had said, focus on recruiting so the other stuff doesn't allow you to avoid recruiting. And I got to thinking about that. I can get wrapped up in all the busyness and making sure all the I's and T's are dotted and crossed, and I'm not recruiting. I'm doing all the busy work, and it's really hard to grow a business when you don't do that. One of the things they also mentioned was recruiting in bunches, and that was just to take 7 days, 30 days, 60 days, whatever you determine in your life that you're capable of doing, and just really focusing on recruiting for that time frame. It was mentioned that the top recruiters recruit 10 or more per year. I think that's probably a minimum in order to be considered in that group. But when you do that, when you recruit in bunches, now you've got three or more people that are joining your team at one time. You're able to maximize your time training them, taking them through the process, and then they have the benefit of being in a class or a group and feeling like they're part of a team. And when they've got that camaraderie and that commitment to one another, there's probably going to be a less likelihood that they're going to quit. It was really kind of interesting that they mentioned that when you get your first check, that there's a 70%, your retention rate goes to 70%. So it's really important to get that momentum going for them getting them their first member, getting them their first recruit, and getting them that first paycheck, because the retention rate goes up. That's huge in the sales industry if you can do that. I'm in sales other than Shackley, and to get a client retention rate to 70, that's a pretty sweet spot to be. So just really quickly, you really need to think like an achiever. They really push that to think bigger. If you've got a spot on that ladder you want to be, you want to make 40,000, double it. Strive for 80. Just really strive for being an achiever. Your skills are necessary. You have to do your continuing education. You've got to be better in yourself all the time and just trying to improve. If you want to be a leader and lead others, they want to look up to you and they want to see you growing and bringing them along with you. And, Jennifer, you do a fabulous job of that. And then recruit in bunches so that you've got that three or more people going through that process, maximizing your time but yet keeping them as a group. And just to repeat what Eric Worre said, what if your top was the bottom of your potential? Just think about where you'd be. That's all I have. Thanks.
Oh, Carol, that was awesome. And I took a couple of notes here that I thought were really important that I'm just going to recap for people. You recapped them also about being the super recruiter and thinking like an achiever. I think those were two powerful takeaways from the event. And then the continuing education units. You know, most jobs do require us to go back and to continue to get education because most fields don't stay stagnant. And this industry doesn't stay stagnant. Our business doesn't stay stagnant. We always say that Shackley's science doesn't stay stagnant. And so we as individuals in this industry have to continually push ourselves to grow. And you're right that this industry is very forgiving. We aren't forced to do continuing education. We have to set it up ourselves, which is why GoPro is there for us, so that we have a place that we can go and get those continuing education units. So really powerful. Thank you so much, Carol.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next speaker is Kirsten McKittrick. She's a coordinator from Long Branch, New Jersey. Kirsten, do you mind sharing what your nuggets were from the event?
I'd be happy to, and senior coordinator, sorry.
Sorry, anyway, I don't want to get that wrong.
So, anyways, thank you so much. By the way, I got to hang out with Carol a lot, and she, you know, I can attest what she said. Watch out, she is moving ahead, and you know, I'm excited to lock arms with everybody and do that. And it forms a whole nother camaraderie among the people that go too. So, you know, I mean, I could and I have spoken just on my takeaways from GoPro for 45 minutes, literally. And I was going to my notes fast and furious when I was sharing with the team. So I will obviously not do that right now. I'll keep it to 5 minutes. It is really, really difficult to condense it to just like what the most important thing was. And so my very, very biggest takeaway is that at any level, almost without exception, we're all playing too small. I mean, he was interviewing people that were making $1.5 million a year, and, you know, they had gotten a little complacent, and he would basically say, well, why wouldn't you go out and change more lives, right? So even those people, like, when it's not about money, they're playing too small because they're just not thinking about how can they impact more people faster. And so I want to, by the way, I want to stress that if you're happy where you're at in your Shackley business and you're getting the results that you're getting, I want to commend you. And, you know, Jennifer's right, it's always about continuing to grow, but it's not meant in any way, shape, or form to say, you know, we're not good enough where we're at. So the top three of my biggest takeaways were, you know, outside from the playing too small, play bigger, move faster, and be stronger. That was something Eric Worre said that really resonated with me. Then there was one lady who, by the way, they're all 1 million plus a year earners, the people that are speakers up there. She said, I want people who already know they want more. And then another thing from Eric Worre was accept the numbers and set proper expectations. And the first two are pretty self-explanatory, so I just want to elaborate on my number three point for a moment, accept the numbers and set proper expectations. So accept the numbers was, again, something that Eric Worre said, and he said the numbers are the numbers are the numbers all over the globe, right? And you can say, I will change those numbers, but he was quoting Jim Rohn saying, I would not sign up for that class, right? So better to accept what is than rather to being the one guy who thinks they can change, you know, what is. So what are the numbers? And if you have not heard these numbers before, you know, brace yourself. And this may be shocking at first, but, you know, there are some, there's actually a lot of good news in there. And for me personally, I'm a numbers person. And sugarcoating anything does not work for me. That's one of the many things why I like Eric Worre. He, like, calls it as it is and really elevates the industry as a whole because of that. So here are the numbers, okay? 70% of the people you recruit never recruit one person. That is no customer, no distributor ever. 70% of the people. So they may become fabulous customers, right? And I would say in Shackley, we have a great, much greater chance than pretty much anybody out there for them to becoming great customers. And a lot of them do, but they will never sponsor one person. 20% become what he called social enrollers. They enroll one or two people and they are passionate about the products. Okay. 5% are retail, if what he called in the retailer category. They do events, they do trade shows. In other words, they sell and they service their customers and they recruit 3 to 5 people, you know, over their lifetime. 3% are recruiters. They recruit 6 to 9 people in their lives. 2% are super recruiters. They will recruit 10 or more in their lives. And they are the engines that drive it all. They recruit on average 27 people. During their network marketing career. And then 1% are the superstars, right? So there are a couple of ways to look at this info. You know, you could find it really depressing or you could find it really inspiring. So first of all, if you have ever sponsored one person, a customer or a distributor, congratulations. You're already in the top 30% of the industry, okay? And if you have ever recruited 6 people, you are in the top 5%. Think about that. So I cannot really wrap my head around this, you know, completely, but here's what I know. You can make a very, very good part-time income with consistent effort, and you can make an amazing, amazing, amazing residual-based income with a consistent professional effort. And that doesn't mean full-time effort. It means a professional effort, okay? And then the other part of that, number 3, was set proper expectations. And Eric Worre always says network marketing is not perfect, but it's better. So why would we tell people that it's easy? Why would we, you know, say just sign up? Like, why would we say anything like, you know, we'll do the work for you or anything that sometimes comes out of people's mouth, right? So he had a list of things that he goes over with everybody, like, right before they sign up and also when they first sign up. And he said he does that super quick. He doesn't elaborate on that, but he basically says, you know, there will be ups and downs, right? We know that. And, you know, just, you know this probably too, but if you succeed in network marketing, it's going to be because of you, not because of me. I am here as a resource, but I'm not responsible for your success. I will give you great resources. I will give you great success, and I'll match your effort, but really it's up to you. Our goal is that you become independent from me as quickly as possible, right, which is really that's where the duplication happens, right? And it's going to take some time, right? It takes about 1 year to become competent, to, you know. And he said you can pay for your product and, you know, some extras for the convention and so on at that point. 3 years to create a good part-time income, 5 years to become a significant earner, 7 years to become world-class. Right? And he says to people, please make a commitment to 1 year. There was another person in the presenter, under the presenters that said he makes people commit to 2 years. Eric Worre says, divorce yourself from the outcome for that 1 year. Okay? So basically you have a plan, you know, whatever you're committing to for the year, you know, show the plan so many times, you know, whatever you're committing to, and stick to that plan and don't attach yourself to the outcome for 1 year. Sign, you know, he even says you might sign a piece of paper, and then let's reevaluate after 1 year. And he said commit at least at a hobby level for the year. And then he said he stresses it takes work, and it takes hustle. It's worth the work, but you got to put in the work. And then he said think like an entrepreneur,
but treat yourself like an employee, right? So those were really my biggest takeaway from the network, from the GoPro event. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention is also when you sit there, the information comes so fast and furious that, you know, every 10 minutes or something, there is a major takeaway of some kind where you're writing down things that you say, oh, I can use this, or somebody tells you about a new app that they're using to better communicate with the team, or, you know, I mean, how would we get all of this information otherwise? So I signed up for my GoPro event. My team is signing up, so we're going to be there. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Awesome, Kirsten. Thank you so much. And you know something, I agree with you 100% that all of us are playing too small, and going to an event like this really opens your eyes not only to all sorts of detailed information about, you know, really what our industry is about and how to build your business, but really about the inspiration and motivation about people who've done something massive with their business and with their lives. So thanks so much for sharing. We really appreciate it. And so last but certainly not least is Bill Wolfington from Rapid City, Michigan. He is a key coordinator in the organization. He's built a really large organization and a large team. And, Bill, I know you were at GoPro and you had your team members at GoPro. And so what would be some of the nuggets that you would like to share with the group?
Well, thanks, Jennifer. And how do I get the distinction of trying to follow those three great speakers? My great teammate, Jim Sturgill, awesome job. Carol and Kirsten, awesome. You really hit a lot of points, and I'm just so lucky that you didn't hit anything that I wanted to say. So what a great event. You know, why is it called GoPro? Why is it called GoPro, folks? You want to be professional. Go professional. And so I want to start you off with a question that we learned from this event. What is the biggest room in the world? What is the biggest room in the world? The room for improvement. And that is why you go to GoPro. This is an investment in you. It's not an investment in a product or a company or a compensation plan. It's an investment in you, like Jim said, reading books and Carol. And Kirsten said, you got to invest in you to make you better. Let me ask you this question. How many of you have seen people in the networking industry quit a company they're with or our company and go to another company because of a product or because of a compensation plan? Have you seen that? They just, oh, it's not working here. I'm going to go over there. Listen, it's not going to work over there either for them. Or the next company they go to. I know someone who recently has been in three different companies in the last 4 years. It's not the company or the product. It's you. So you got to become a better you. Right? I don't mean to be rude and smack you between the eyes here, but that's truly what it is. It truly isn't about a particular company, a particular product, or a particular compensation plan, or a particular leadership team. Oh, my leader doesn't help me. Oh, boo-hoo. It's not up to them. It's up to you, just like Kirsten said about Eric Worre. It's up to you, okay? So when you think about what you want to do with your business, I'd love for you to think like a business owner. Carol touched on it big time, continuing education. Now, listen, this is no smack on our awesome company, Shackley, but you are not going to learn to be a professional and make $100,000 a year or $50,000 a year by going to one event a year and learning about a new product launch. Listen, next year we're going to go to an awesome launch event in Vegas, and maybe they launch a new product. That is not going to put your business from coordinator to master coordinator. You are going to take your business from coordinator to master coordinator. Not the product, not a change in the comp plan, not a new bonus, not a trip to Mexico. It's going to be you. Why GoPro? You want to be professional? You need to go there. Listen, it's not that much of an investment either. We're pretty lucky. We got to fly from maybe New York or from St. Louis or from Michigan or from Florida or Georgia to Las Vegas for GoPro. That is a cheap flight. Think about the 100-plus people from Brisbane, Australia, who flew 18 hours. Those tickets are $1,500 a piece, plus the GoPro event, plus the hotel, plus the food, and all those extras. That's an investment. Think about that investment. And over 100 people came all the way for GoPro, because and GoPro isn't about a product. It isn't about a company. It isn't about a compensation plan. It's about making you a better you within what you have. So don't think of quitting where you're at. Think of moving on with what you have and where you can go to do better. what's great about this is that Jennifer invested in pre-event tickets at a discounted rate. And you have the opportunity to get those discounted tickets by emailing or texting Jennifer when this call is over, because you don't want to miss this event if you want to go pro. And again, like Kirsten said and Carol said, if you're happy where you're at, you know, a couple, $300 a month, then this may not be for you. But if $4,000 or $5,000 a month or $8,000 or $10,000 a month is where you want to be, this event is totally for you. Obviously, the event in Orlando that Tony and Deb are going to put on, the event in Chicago that Jennifer's going to put on, those are huge benefits to you in growing you. Remember, they don't grow Shackley per se. They grow you. And without a better you, you can never go professional. Continuing education is huge. You want to invest in yourself. Find a way to do that. Find a way to put a few dollars into your pocket this year by investing in you. Think about it. You got a year right now to get ready for the event. And the tickets I think Jennifer has are about $350. To buy that over 12 months, that's a whopping $28 a month that'll cost you to invest in that ticket. Yeah, you got an airfare in there too. So $50 a month by the time you see your airfare in. So, but start thinking about where you want to be and what you want to do. And to go professional, you'll need to be at events like this. And this is the best one that's out there. So GoPro fixes you. So remember where I started. What is the biggest room in the world? The room for improvement. And Jennifer, I want to thank you for having me on the call today and all the speakers. It was wonderful. And we'll look forward to seeing you at GoPro next year, but we'll also see you in January in Chicago.
Awesome, Bill. Thank you so, so much. And you know something, I can't agree with you more, that it's really about you. It's about the investment that you make in yourself. And so many people don't quite understand our industry, and I think a lot of us come up against that on a regular basis when we're out there sharing what we do and trying to recruit and share and prospect. And so when we do this business professionally, then we attract a different type of a person to our team. And that's really a key here, is that you go to these types of events, you go to a GoPro event to learn about the industry and to treat your business like a business and to run it professionally. So thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate that. So let me just go through some of the details of the event next year. The GoPro 2018 is December 4th through the 6th. It'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand. One major speaker has already been announced, and that is Magic Johnson. Of course, the organizer and main event speaker is Eric Worre, and his wife Marina is always there, and she speaks as well. The ticket prices are $350 if you pay by cash or check. If you pay by a PayPal, it'll be $360. We invested in these tickets. We actually have two 10-packs as a team, and we have sold most of those. There's only a couple of tickets left at this lower price, so if you're interested in getting that lower price, you really need to act on that soon. And so just reach out to me, and I'll make sure that you get one of those tickets from the 10-pack if we can. Unless everybody floods us with requests, we'll just take first come, first serve. The regular ticket price right now is $747 for general admission, so getting a ticket for $350 or $360 really is a fabulous deal. I know that the 10-pack prices have already gone up, and the regular price tickets will continue to go up and climb as we move into the new year and as we get closer and closer to next December. So I think it's probably one of the most important investments that any of us make in our businesses into that personal development side of what we do. Whether it's investing in reading the books, whether it's investing in going to GoPro, whether it's investing in going to the Shackley Global Conference, all of those things I believe are critical for our growth. If you want to be the best that you can possibly be, you will be at GoPro next year. You'll absolutely be at the Shackley Global Conference in August, and you'll be at all of the other events that you can possibly attend. Folks, it's important that you invest in you. And so I hope that each and every one of you will take the time to think this through. I hope that you'll join us in GoPro next year. I hope you have a fabulous Shackley weekend and a fabulous Shackley week ahead. Thank you so much for our speakers, Jim, Carol, Kirsten, and Bill. Really enjoyed seeing you at GoPro, and I know that your businesses are going to explode this year because of it. And thanks so much for being on and sharing. Appreciate each and every one of you. So have a fabulous week, everybody, and we'll talk same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye now.